Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, here is your host, Derek Pearson. Brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Congratulations.
You're on.
Yep, there we go.
You're on.
Congratulations for making it. It's Friday. Some of you are in your cars headed to happy hour. Some of you are headed home from work after a long week. Some of you are headed to travel and enjoy this warm weather weekend. Some of you are already home. You're chilling. And either way, congratulations for getting through your week, because it is a thing. Be proud of getting through your week, and whatever things you went through, they didn't get you. They didn't beat you. So congratulations on that. 402-464-5685 is the Sartor Hammond text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing. If you want to jump on the streams, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, /X, whatever you call it, whatever you want to work from. And our fine friends at Allo Fiber Channel 961. Down the rabbit hole we go. You guys understand that we could end up anywhere. Where we start is anywhere. Not where we finish. in the course of this hour. But what I wanted to do was to start with the Bronny and LeBron conversation.
All right.
That have gone on, and there are a couple of things that fall in play. One, I am old school. I am old enough.
Just like your show.
That I know enough of the history of sports that I don't always think of things in the present tense.
Mm-hmm.
Some things in sports may be new to people, but they may not be new to old heads. And the old heads who are out here, the folks who are listening in the car, you old sports heads, us silver beards, have enough understanding that not everything is new. And not everything requires immediate change of direction or change of thinking.
Mm.
With Bronny and the Lakers, and a couple of things that are in play, and one, that talent from a talent standpoint, is one thing. Then being drafted is another. Being drafted to a team with your father on that team, and then having your father be elite in that space and having some say-so about the business of that team going forward.
Mm-hmm.
I don't particularly have a problem with Bronny's career, because what you're choosing is talent. It is not the achievement of said talent. Mm-hmm. It is the talent. It is the core level of talent. And often in drafts, you're talking about unfinished, unpolished gems. You're talking about unfinished products. Nobody that was drafted in the previous two nights in the NBA is a finished, complete project.
No.
Just to be clear and to understand it. And then when you're choosing somebody, and so in my CBA basketball days, in my ABA basketball days, and being on those draft nights, the draft was often about the things, the peripheral things that people deal with. Everybody that's on your radar has talent. Anybody who has played at a high Division I level, you can kind of imagine what they've gone through, the amount of work that they've put in, the type of systems they run, their ability to travel, live on their own, away from mom and dad, away from home, all those things. you have some basis for those situations. You also understand that all of them have flaws. There's nobody picked in the first two days of NBA draft who are perfect. There aren't none. They don't exist. Those athletes come along once in generationally. When you hear the phrase generational talent, it's so elite and so finite that, listen, Kobe had work to do when he got drafted.
Mm-hmm.
We knew about Kobe because of his dad, Joe Jelly Bean Bryant. We knew about Kobe. We knew the athletic gifts that his father possessed and that were passed down. We had watched him from the time that he was 4 years old, be around NBA caliber players, working out at a different, learning four different languages, learning how what the NBA life was about. He was more advanced than any other high schooler in that era. That's what it was. We understood it. Kevin Garnett, when he was drafted out of high school, was not a finished product. He was a tenacious dog. He had every athletic gift at 6'11" and a half. We understood that, but he was not finished. He was a development project. So it didn't matter. Ken Griffey Jr., the kid, we watched him at Moeller High School. We saw him as a football player. We knew that he could have gone to any Power 5 football program in the country and play wide receiver, and he would have excelled. You could have penciled him in for the NFL draft 4 years later, not a problem. What he did was he chose the thing that he was more familiar with, traveling around his father. He spent his early days in the practices with Joe Morgan, Pete Rose, et cetera, Tony Perez. Listen, you're around the programs. You're around it. So when the Seattle Mariners took a leap, and every draft selection is a leap, they knew was that Junior had athletic potential, and they knew that there were things. One, he had somebody else in his life who could make his pro life easier. He had a dad who was a veteran in the league and was a coach on the field for the Mariners.
Mm-hmm.
They knew, like, those are the benefits. We're going to have to do less coaching with Ken Griffey Jr. than we do with John Smith. We absolutely know that, one, he'll have somebody to go to learn about the life of a Major League Baseball player. He had somebody to talk to about what it takes from a dietary need and requirement, somebody that could tell him how to get out of a struggle. We also knew about Jeannie Buss. We knew about Jeannie Buss. Was Jeannie Buss in the executive super program? Was she a basketball player who had gone through the process, knew what a player's life was like? No. She was born into the Buss family, and as the Buss family learned, she learned. Mm. And her acumen, her IQ, her basketball IQ increased because of the circle that she was in. And it wasn't the first time. You think that Jeannie Buss created enough wealth to buy an NBA team, especially in Los Angeles? Not a chance.
Mm.
Tell me that Dan Rooney of the Steelers had generated enough money in his life on his own without his dad, Art, that he could own the Pittsburgh Steelers. No.
I don't understand why this is the thing that people are now getting mad about, like nepotism and everything like that. Like, why is this the thing? Is it just because people don't like LeBron?
Yeah, it's so here's the thing.
Like, it can't be Bron. Like, it can't be that people don't like Bronny.
Here's the thing. If we are a country that likes to put things in the soup that don't belong, your personal feelings about somebody that you don't know. And let's be clear, the people who are LeBron hating don't know LeBron. They don't know LeBron. They don't know Bronny. As a matter of fact, is there anybody who's been hating on LeBron that knows more basketball than LeBron? Is there anybody hating on LeBron who, quite frankly, is in LeBron's basketball IQ space, in his universe.
Mm-mm.
Is there anybody who's as good at what they do as LeBron is at basketball?
That's talking about it?
No. Yeah.
No.
So to tell me, and then let's add Jeannie Buss to this conversation,
mm-hmm.
and say, for being in the space with Kareem, Magic, Luke Walton, et cetera, right? And Luke Walton's another name that if he's Luke Smith, he probably doesn't get the opportunity that he got for being Luke Walton.
It's enough, I mean, there's so many examples.
Right. The examples exist that Jalen Brunson plays for his dad. His dad is an assistant coach for New Jersey.
Why did he pick the Knicks in the New first
York,
place?
In New York. Why did New York pick him? Right? If there's a conflict of interest, and quite frankly, there is, but you're willing to make that professional decision because there is some greater benefit for you to have Jalen Brunson in the Knicks organization, even if you don't know that he's going to grow into being an all-star.
Yeah.
And nobody had a clue that Jalen Brunson was going to be an all-star. At the level that nobody knew he was going to play at the level he's playing at.
There's people making fun of the move.
Like, you just go, what are you thinking? So,
yeah,
we have to say often that the people who are criticizing executives in professional sports, just pump the brakes a little. Feel how you feel. You don't have to like everybody. You don't have to like anybody. I kind of wonder why people don't like people they don't know.
Mm.
Like, that's a weird thing to me.
Unless there's, I mean, probably just stuff they hear.
Well, but there's a word for that.
Yeah.
Right? There's a word for that. And the fact that you're criticizing somebody who has put more into the thing that you supposedly love. There's not one fan out there that's put more into basketball than LeBron James.
No.
There's none of the people out there who've coached against Bronny, played against Bronny, or seen Bronny train who are criticizing him, because those things from the people who know him, and I literally, the Lloyd family was just here and they played on the same high school team as Bronny. That was the backcourt.
Mm-hmm.
Romelu Lloyd Jr. and Bronny.
Mm-hmm.
They played their games in an NBA facility. They played their high school games. They traveled that way. They played in front of NBA crowds. They worked out as pros. Now, if you tell me, well, he only averaged 5 points. Let me ask you, any idea how much the kid from Paris averaged a game in the pro league over there?
The guy that first round pick?
Yeah.
Wasn't it like 10?
Yeah.
And he was the first overall pick.
First overall pick. And you can go through it. There is legacy to this. And my thing is, listen, don't let your personality profile get in the way of your fandom. The two aren't all, they can't always be connected. Historically, this has happened in other sports. It happened in football. It happened in basketball. It happened in hockey. Do you know? Okay, so back in the day, Gordie Howe, who's one of the top 10 hockey players in history, easily top 10, maybe top 5, played until he was over 50. Over 50. As a matter of fact, when he was 52 years old, he scored 16 goals in the NHL at the age of 52.
Mm.
Played with both of them. Both of them. And what are you going to tell me? The older son scored 80 points that year. And there were people who thought they knew more about hockey than the Howe family.
Yeah. It's just people that act like this is the first instance of, like, this happening.
Well, that's like, why like, we're like, here to remind them.
Like, even in the NBA, just take just the NBA. Front office, ownership, coaches. I mean, even Woj said this on ESPN. It's like, there's nepotism all over the league in the NBA, not just the NBA. It's all sports leagues. Like, this isn't like it's just because this is LeBron and he's a huge name. That's why this is getting so much publicity.
Here's the thing, Ben.
Yes.
What does your father do for a living?
Works for Frontier phone company.
Okay. So If your father said, I want my son to go in business with me, how much pride would it give your father to be proud of you that and work side by side with you?
Yeah.
Right? It would mean a lot to him.
Mm-hmm.
And your father's, he's competent enough to make a decision that he's not going to ask you to do a thing that you can't do.
Yeah.
Why? Because it would affect his resume, his reputation.
And it'd affect me.
Right. Like, he's not going to put you in a situation that you can't succeed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, who better to get you to work hard enough at your job than dad?
Yeah.
Right? That, hey, here's the thing. I can tell you in with zero reservation that if my daughter decided she wanted to stop her career and get into radio, guess what?
She'd have a show the next day.
She'd have a show tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I would train her and teach her, because you know what? What I know about this business, I could teach her.
Mm.
Because I teach people every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally what I've done for the last 35 years, is to teach people how to do this.
What do you, one question I want to ask is, the one argument that I do kind of see is people saying, why wouldn't Bronny want to kind of spread his wings and get away from LeBron's shadow, you know, kind of try to make his own path?
If, again, you're talking about one of the great basketball IQs mm-hmm. ever.
Yeah, in LeBron. Yep.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the Mount Rushmore of basketball IQ.
Maybe, I mean, also talent, probably.
And talent, and fiscal business.
Yeah.
And the psychology behind it.
Everything when it comes to basketball.
In every facet of pro basketball, LeBron's elite.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to learn from somebody who's less than your father?
Yeah.
Cal Ripken Jr. was a young player. And Cal Ripken Sr. was in the Orioles organization.
Mm-hmm.
Cal Ripken won the starting job and was a rookie shortstop for the World Series champion Baltimore Orioles. 2 years later, that manager stepped down, and Cal Ripken Sr., who was the third base coach and had been in the organization for almost 30 years, became the manager. In the minor leagues, there was Cal's little brother, Billy. But Billy was the best second baseman in the organization. So what did they do? They brought up Billy to play with Cal
mm-hmm.
Jr. for Cal Sr. Not one word. Crickets.
Yeah.
Now, people talked about it because there's a year where they got off to a terrible start. But the reality was, Cal had invested his entire adult life into the Baltimore Orioles mm-hmm. and baseball. Was there anybody out there that knew more about baseball than Cal Ripken Sr.? The answer was no. The answer was no. Why would you want to go somewhere else where they're not going to look out for you at the high, at the same level that mm-hmm. the Lakers would?
Yeah. I mean, let's say he'd get drafted by the Hawks. Like,
they're not loyal to Trae Young. What makes you think they're going to be loyal to Bronny?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I mean, it's probably the best place you could have landed.
It's home. It's home. You live there. You live there now.
And your dad's on the team.
Your dad's on the team. Your dad's friends are on the team. You know the area because you've been coming in. You've been working out at those facilities for the last 3 years. Your high school team played there, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
It's tailor-made. But there are people who are upset because they want to be upset. And I'll say this to you. Here's a weird thing for me. That you can like or not like LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
But to not understand the business decision that was made is a weird thing.
Yeah.
It just is. We'll throw the break. Brick and mortar, we're going to jump over to the Royals, get you set for a night of Major League Baseball and the Royals on the streams. Stay with us. We'll get into the families behind sports. I want to jump into it because wrestling is a space where families matter. Mm-hmm. Generationally, there's talent that stays in place, and those decisions are made. And then I want to talk about one of these families, the Alou family. The Alou family, where a similar situation happened. That and more here on One-on-One.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
One nation under a groove. One-on-One on a Friday again. Congratulations for getting through your week.
We did it.
Man, listen, there are times you're not real sure. Like, you go, okay. But I always, you know, my uncle used to say this thing that, every day, like the first thing he would say, good morning, you're undefeated.
Woo!
You're undefeated. If you made it to the morning, you're undefeated. The thing that you worried about, the thing that bothered you, the thing that you stressed over, the thing that hurt you, the thing that just was in the way, mm-hmm. nothing got you.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing got you. And it was maybe one of the most empowering things I've ever heard when somebody just from like when in doubt, remember that you're undefeated.
People take it for granted, just making it one day at a time.
You're undefeated. That there are people. I saw that today. There are people your age who didn't make it today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't get there today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
It's a thing. It matters. My mood's usually pretty good on a Friday. Again, it's beautiful. It's warm out, but it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's not like hot like it was earlier in the week.
Yeah, this is
a nice day. It's a nice day.
Well, here's the thing: the beauty of being down here at the corner of 11th and O.
Yep,
is that we can see out the window, and the tree out here always tells me the truth.
Okay, interesting.
That tree, like I pay more attention to that tree than the weather report. Because I know that when I walk out there now, there's a slight breeze.
Yeah, trees are good at telling that.
Right? This is a pretty sizable tree.
Yep.
And then the different levels of the tree will tell me that there's different level of breeze going on, how it's being affected. So if the bottom branches are moving, it's a heavy breeze. And it tells me direction. When I walk out here, I'm not walking into a surprise. It's like, oh boy. Like last night, walking out right before the storm, it was letting me know, hey, bro, things are about to get busy. Walk with a quickness. Get home. There, we were talking families, and there's some really cool families in sports. And I think it's a big part. Like we miss it.
Yeah.
And we talk about coaching and children. But what if I said that you said, why would you want to play for your dad? Like, why would
that's
you want
what
to
people
be
are asking?
Well, but remember this, the greatest women's tennis player ever played for her dad. Richard Williams did the work for Venus and Serena. That turned out pretty well.
That's an understatement.
Right? And that they advanced, right? That gave them the foundation.
Yep.
And then they went on. They have other coaches now.
Yeah.
But the foundation
was set.
Was family.
Mm-hmm.
The foundation was family. And this station, we do a lot of wrestling talk, but it's mainly because some of the best stories, some of the greatest lessons come through wrestling. Pro wrestling's been really good about telling some of these stories.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, wrestling is such a generational thing. Some of the family names, and like now, the Anoa'i family with Roman Reigns with his birth name. But his father just passed away, who was Sika Anoa'i. And Sika was a part of one of the greatest tag teams ever, him and his brother, Atha and Sika. They were known as the Wild Samoans.
All right.
And they were trained by the high chief of Samoa, Peter Maivia.
All right.
So imagine that wrestling is so much in your culture that the high chief is there. And, it's a part of the bloodline story now that the high chief is the head of the table. But that it's been passed down and that family is connected to The Rock.
Yeah.
And The Rock's dad, Rocky Johnson, was a world tag team champion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, who do you want to be trained by? Who's going to love you best?
Yeah.
Your family's going to get you through and it'll teach you. And there are times when you need to separate.
Yeah, I agree. Like, eventually he's going to want to get out of his shadow.
Right. And it always happens.
Yeah.
But that's the best shadow to get out of.
True.
Yeah. That ideally, most dads that are listening would love to take their son under wing and have them do what we did and then do it better than we did.
Yeah.
Like, rules of the game of engagement as a parent.
Like young Skywalker.
Right? You want your young one to take your best features.
Make them better.
And make them better.
Yeah.
Like, you want them to have fewer of the flaws. I tell my daughter this all the time, and I'm honest with her about, look, her dad, I was not always a saint. So I would say, I made mistakes so you don't have to. I made these mistakes so that you don't repeat them.
Yeah.
That's literally, as a coach, me telling young people, listen, I'm going to give you some lessons. Don't repeat the mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I made those mistakes. Like, yeah. I made a choice on, you know, where I was going to go to college and why I was going to go to college, how I handled high school and education and academics. I mishandled it because I didn't recognize the importance. I didn't have somebody in my family who had higher education who could tell me the value of education. I was identified. I don't think I've ever told this story on air.
Go for it.
I was identified at age 8 of having an IQ of 151.
Mm.
151. And as a part of the busing projects, I was pulled out because of this testing. But I wasn't applying it. I wasn't applying the brain. I was just disinterested. I was bored. I go to school and I would create trouble because I was bored. I wasn't being taught the way I wanted to be taught. And when I got to high school, that became a problem. It was a problem because I had a teacher, my English teacher, and shout out to Miss Bullock right now. I had an English teacher who told me in week number one that if I was so disinterested in her class that I didn't have to come to class because I would be a distraction, she would let me know. She would send word when I had an exam or a quiz that I had to participate in, and I would come in for those days. And if I passed, she would, that was good enough because her class would go more smoothly if I wasn't in it raising devil. Mm-hmm. Right? Went through a whole year of this. Whole year.
Mm-hmm.
I get a B. I take the final exam. I get a B. And I think I'm done. Like, I'm good. So if I get a letter from Arlington County that says, I didn't attend enough classes to get credit for that class. I didn't spend enough hours in class to get credit for it. So I, with a B, had to go to summer school.
Mm.
Yeah. Wasn't happy, but it taught me a lesson. Trust the process. Go through it. Because I didn't want to give up those 2 months. I don't want to give up those 2 months of no. Summertime.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're going to tell me instead of 1 hour of English a day, I have to do it for 4 hours for 2 months? Oh!
During the summertime?
During you the could summer, be- my friends were playing ball. They were travel baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, they were going to the pool. And there I was sitting in an English class listening to a guy try to explain to me the values and virtues of the poetry that is Simon and Garfunkel.
Sounds like a blast.
Oh, I knew the sounds of silence back and forth because that was his jam.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to learn it. And so you just go, wow. So I always tell people from that standpoint, I didn't have that. My older brother was my icon. And once he went to college and he came back and would tell me, okay, here's what you need to do. Like, if you want to go mm-hmm. to college, you're going to have to buckle up. Like you just are. My senior year, I got it right. But because I waited to my senior year rather than doing it as a sophomore.
Yeah.
I was behind.
Mm-hmm.
People were trying to recruit me, but I hadn't put in the academic. I didn't have the academic resume. I had the test. So my SAT score was fine.
Mm-hmm.
1140, which isn't great now, but for a black kid in 1980, I was doing okay. Like, I could get into any historically black college or university to play sports.
Mm-hmm.
But if I wanted to go to UVA or VCU or Tech, I need to get my grades up. And I had to do that. And I had to learn. What a terrible mistake. But my brother was like there to lead me. My oldest sister was a librarian. She was an athlete. They finally got to me later in the game. And you go, man, some of my friends had families who were second or third generation college students.
It's always hardest to be the first.
To not have that base.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd had a parent who could teach me that, it would have made all the difference in the world.
Yeah.
All the difference in the world. So it's a big part of it. Like, sports is really good mm-hmm. about handing it down. Scott Frost used to talk about the fact that he had athletic parents. Weren't both of his parents in the Hall of Fame here?
I'm not for sure.
I'm pretty sure that his mom is. But imagine having that.
Yeah.
That Jay having Chuck Foreman.
Mm-hmm.
In the family, and that they came from even around Chuck Foreman, Jay being around the NFL and being around football and being around pro athletes gave him an advantage that nobody else was going to. And I guarantee you it helped in his recruiting because, oh, that's Chuck Foreman's son.
I mean, yeah, this isn't just sports. The fear, this is like everything when it comes to life, you know, like it's easier to get a job somewhere if you know someone that's there.
Jay's biggest job.
Yeah.
Jay's biggest endorser was his father, Chuck.
Yeah.
Like, we can kind of see what Jay's going to grow into.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to take advantage of it. And I believe that one of his first offers was his dad's alma mater, the University of Miami.
Mm. Yeah, he's talked about that.
Yeah. I don't know why people want to act like this is a big deal.
Like the what if you went there.
Listen, it's through a thing that in each sport, Steve Alford. Son of a coach. Bryce Drew, son of a coach. There's so many coaches who are the sons of, they just went into the business
mm-hmm.
with, in the same space that they were in.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there are tons of, I mean, we were joking about Buddy Ryan with the Eagles as the elite developer of defenders for that Chicago Bears. Well, his sons are coaches. You think that if their name was Rex Smith, that they would get the same attention and same credit as if their last name was Ryan.
What about the Mannings?
Right. Listen, Archie was a dude.
Yeah.
Archie was a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Archie went to Ole Miss. Peyton chose Tennessee because he wanted to do it on his own. Eli said, you know what? I'm just going to go where Dad went because it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to operate at Ole Miss. We know how to do that. There's a reason why this stuff exists. It's not new to the James family. It's not new to basketball. It's not
new to sports or anything.
It's not new to business. Listen.
That stuff has always been.
We can rattle off a whole list of companies that are power companies in Nebraska, in Lincoln. And it was passed down.
Oh, yeah.
From dad or granddad to son to dad to son.
That's just how it works.
Or granddad or grandmom to mom to daughter. It happens. It's happened in sports at Nebraska. A lot of those names that are on that Hall of Fame down there had daughters who came through here for the very same reason. So stop it.
It's just weird. Yeah. And they're just pointing out this Bronny and LeBron incident is just like getting all the headlines and making people upset.
Yeah, they'll figure it out.
I think it's more LeBron than it is the situation.
Well, I still haven't figured out the whole LeBron hate thing. I don't get it.
I mean, he's not my favorite player, but like,
what has he done to anybody in Lincoln, Nebraska? It's not like he played at Creighton and you're mad at that, or he played in the Big Ten and you're mad at that. Look, he could have gone to Ohio State. He chose not to. He hindered that entire basketball program because they thought they were going to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he bought him new tennis shoes. You can be mad about that, but he bought Ohio State tennis shoes. Okay, we don't like you.
I don't know.
He's one of the 10 best players.
I mean, people argue that he's top two or even the best ever.
Top two, right?
Yeah.
And if you said for what he's done off the court, that his ability, one, to build a school, to give people scholarships, to send people through, to make their high school experience better than that, you ain't got to like him. I don't understand the hate.
Maybe they don't like him because Space Jam wasn't good.
Yeah, I'm a little bothered that Space Jam 2 was made. But again, I can't even be mad at that now because that dude's going to be wearing a Husker jersey in the fall. So,
yeah.
Hey, man, look, every Husker fan, you might have to go back and watch Space Jam 2 now. Just got to let you know that a Husker is LeBron's son in the movie. You're going to have to, you're going to have to do that. We'll go to break. We'll come back and close out one-on-one on a Friday.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment on a Friday. I was supposed to be in Vegas for UFC.
Mm-hmm.
It's UFC. It's their fan fest.
Okay.
And it is 3 days of just, it's amazing. It's like their Super Bowl. Their fan fest is like their Super Bowl. So imagine the same crowds that you have for Super Bowl. They sell tickets. We were there last year. I was going to take Nick this year. Rico and I went last year. Mm-hmm. And it is, they had us set up to broadcast from there.
Okay.
And they deliver you fighters.
Deliver?
Yeah, they literally just, they will line up anybody that's there going into the UFC Hall of Fame. They bring to you and you can interview them. Then anybody that's fighting that week will come to you. And that's pretty amazing. And then fans. And it's such a great event. And tomorrow's card is going to be a great one. Of course, they had it planned that it was going to be Conor McGregor, but Conor is not fighting. And Anthony Lionheart Smith from
Nebraska City,
stepped up. Yep, he stepped up and made himself available. Short notice. I've made it clear Anthony's one of my favorite people. And for him to go through this thing, which is to put yourself through the torture that is UFC weight cut. to do this thing. But they sent the list of the people that they had assigned for us to interview.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a who's who of the UFC. It's literally, I mean, it's Holly Holm. It's like Conor McGregor's not going to be there. Chandler, anybody that holds a title, Adesanya, like it's a full list.
Mm-hmm.
And to miss it kind of bothers me because it's your chance to sit down and have conversations with the best in the world.
Yeah.
One-on-one, best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a little sad because I wanted to be in Vegas, but we had other stuff going on. So I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
We'll do this. But if you get a chance, again, if you're looking for a place to watch UFC 303, you can head down to Upside Barn Lounge, say hi to Elena.
Hello.
Her and the crew will take care of you. Elena's good people, and they've turned that bar into a really cool spot. It does very well.
She won't bite.
She may yell. She may bark. She may bark. Like, if you're misbehaving, she
won't bite, though.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got a pretty good menu these days down there, so you can do that. Of course, it's Pereira versus Prochaska. It's a rematch.
Mm-hmm.
Pereira took battle one. It'll be a good one. But those, again, they filled in. They both took it short notice as well because they were not supposed to be the features for this event. So bravo to that. That'll probably be the plans. What do you have planned for your weekend, Ben?
Well, I'm going to be here tomorrow till 1. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know. I don't really got too many plans because I'm going to Colorado on Tuesday this next week. So kind of just going to be chill until then.
Okay. Well, that's good. That sounds like a plan.
I'm excited for 4th of July.
Yeah, it's going to be good. And I believe it's the 4th and 5th
mm-hmm.
that we're off.
Yeah, we're off the 4th and the 5th.
So folks will have that. I think the Sunday shows will be there. We will probably work for Sean's camp on the 6th.
Yep. Sunday show should be good as long as so they
we'll,
come.
We'll have live and local broadcasts Saturday the 6th and Sunday the 7th. But the 4th and 5th, we'll probably go national, or maybe we'll run replays and we'll figure it out next week. Again, in closing, through all of this, a monumental and loud shout out to the three young men from the Stars that over the next couple of nights, their lives may change. Now, they've all committed to colleges to play pending said draft tonight and tomorrow. So first round tonight, there is a Lincoln Stars player that is considered top 35 in the draft. And so that's, you know, kind of the range for those that can be there. And then of the three, I would imagine that two of the three, or maybe all three, get picked up tomorrow. So either today, tomorrow, this would be good news for the Lincoln Stars. Again, congratulations to those three young men. Congratulations to Rocky Russo, Coach Rocky Russo, and what he's done. He had quite the draft success a year ago, his development and his love for those young people. And then, sidebar, to the families, to the Billet families who allow these young people to move from their homes, stay with them, grow, develop in a community of safeness and support. The Billet families and the Lincoln Stars, wherever you are, whoever you are, thank you for doing this for those young people. Yes, those are big nights for you as well tonight, watching your babies move along and get the success. So good luck going forward. Again, be safe on a Friday night. Ben, thank you, kind sir.
Thank you, DP,
for what you're doing. And y'all enjoy your Friday. That's it for One-on-One here on 93.7.
Peace out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.